Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Dan Plesac. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Randolph hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hamilton takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Yount takes first base on ball four. Hamilton moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Bill Spears, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spears hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallego hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bordick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Willie Randolph, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground for a single. Steinbach moves to second. Mike Bordick, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jacoby. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Surhoff scoops up the ball and tags Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Julio Macardo now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Howitt pinch hits for Lance Blankenship. Dan Howitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howitt hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Howitt now playing right field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gantner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gallego can't make a play. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Spears moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Macardo's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yount strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dante Bichette pinch hits for Franklin Stubbs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Dale Sveum pinch hits for Dante Bichette. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sveum hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Canale now playing first base. Ed Nunez now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 4 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Spears moves to third. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.